What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing awesome and taking care of yourselves. I hope you're having a great day. Hopefully you're taking care of your mental health, your spiritual health, and your emotional health. I think that's one of the most important things we can do to avoid getting burned out, to avoid falling susceptible to all of these things that we deal with through this amazing thing called life. And to quote one of my favorite YouTubers, favorite TikTokers, Olet, go check him out, Oletc. He's awesome. He's super inspirational. Spent like 16 and a half years in prison, but you know, really inspirational guy, you know, like not some big old thug type dude, really inspirational dude. So, hey, guess what? We're going to look at one of the coolest movies that covered the lunar landing called Transformers, The Dark Side of the Moon. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was published. It was produced by Steven Spielberg himself. So you know it's damn good, and you know they got some really cool shots. So this is what most likely took place during the lunar landing. So we're going to take a look at it. You're going to see one of the very first frames is going to be him taking out a top secret envelope out of a silver space bag. And this, it's actually a book. It's a whole book. It says top secret on it. He's flipping through the pages and they start communicating with him on the medical channel and they tell him what to do. And he goes, explores the space craft that landed. And the whole goal was to beat the Russians. So I'll play a little part of the scene for you, and then we'll check out what happens here. Hang on.
Oh snaps! It's the Men in Black pulling up to the White House. Watch it.
Mr. McNamara, the president is expecting you.
Hey, Bobby, Mr. President, destination top secret. We believe a UFO has crashed into the moon. We think the Russians are onto it as well.
Well, then you tell NASA to move heaven and earth. We need to get to the moon.
We're going to attempt a manned mission.
Damn right.
Said it would take 5 years.
You'd get there before the Russians.
Before the Russians.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
Ignition. Damn right. Beat the Russians. Five, four, three, they said NASA would take 5 years. They did it in 9. What a time to be alive, man.
Apollo 11 is on the way, riding that pillar of flame from the Saturn V out there 250,000 miles away, where the moon is waiting for man's first arrival.
So here they're about to land, and you're going to see them basically portray what actually probably happened. Here we go, we're landing, baby. Here you go, top secret.
Perhaps 400 million persons are watching this broadcast today of the greatest event in our time and one of the great events of all recorded history.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. I'm going to step off the land
now. Bam.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That's right, baby. That's right, baby.
Good. Yes, sir.
Look at now. They flip off the switch. They basically say that there's no communication to everybody else out in the big room.
Eagle, we're getting a signal interference. Do you copy?
We now have had confirmation of loss of signal from the Apollo 11. The Apollo 11 is at the moment.
So now they got time. to run around and do what they need to do.
Neil, you are dark on the rock.
Mission is a go. You have 21 minutes.
Neil, you are dark on the rock, baby. 21 minutes. Here's the spacecraft, baby. Shit your pants if you saw something like that on the moon. You know, most of us shit our pants if we went to the moon. But that is a big old spacecraft, and they're gonna pay homage to the fact that they said, baby, these things are huge. So the dust falls away, and they see this, like, some sort of face-like image in the sand in the craft itself.
I didn't really see it, but they say they see it.
But they do a damn good job.
These things are massive.
We copy. You've got 7 minutes on your oxygen.
We are not alone after all, are we?
No, sir. We're wrapping it up.
We're not alone.
All right, go ahead, Mr. President.
So there's that craft.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House.
So here's Nixon.
And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you do. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives.
Probably
because
was.
Of what you have done.
We had splashed out.
And it came back.
Have become a part of man's world. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this earth are truly one.
So basically, I mean, he was giving him props, but even, I bet you the president didn't even know what was really going on there. I bet you. That's my assumption. I could be wrong. I don't care, because nobody really knows. But I think that this is a really a fascinating take on it. And what's interesting is Buzz Aldrin also has a cameo in this movie. And they poke fun at NASA, so that's the next step, is to pull that up. So Buzz's scene, while cool, isn't necessarily any telling about going to the moon at all. But it is cool that he was in the movie, so I'll play it for you right here.
And fewer still remain alive. Allow me to please introduce to you two of NASA's founding mission directors and astronaut Dr. Buzz Aldrin. One of the first two men to step foot on the moon. Sir, Optimus Prime.
And from a fellow space traveler, it's a true honor.
The honor is mine.
Our entire space race of the 1960s, it appears, was in response to an event.
So it was in response to an event. They're saying something crashed. Could it be that actually something did crash up there on the moon? It's possible. Is that why we had to get to the moon? That's even more possible. You see, if we look at the timeline of what happened, you know, back in 1945, it's theorized, and a lot of whistleblowers state that the Germans already had anti-gravity craft. And that's what were called the Foo Fighters. And that's what came out and started attacking. And they didn't win, though. That's the weird thing, right? Is that they didn't win if they had anti-gravity craft. But according to legend, they had what was called the Nazi Bell, which was like this like bell-shaped craft that looked like the Keksberg Bell. And they already had anti-gravity. And then they went to Mars. And then they established a Mars Nazi colony. And then they had all these powers from the reptilians. Could it be that there was a disturbance on Mars back in 1960, or, you know, even, you know, sometime in the 60s, that made us go to the moon, made us have to go there, whatever the reason was? And when we think about the moon, you know, we do think about the fact that it could be hollow inside, that it could be a base of some sort, even an alien base or a multi-alien base where different aliens come together and work together. It is kind of interesting now that we just had the eclipse that the moon never rotates. It always is stuck in the same facing orbit to us. Isn't that weird? That doesn't even make scientific sense. Nobody can explain that to me. Nobody can explain it in a way that I understand it or that I'll ever understand it. Because anything that rotates around something else that has gravity and it's stuck around it should spin. Just like every other moon of every other celestial object in this galaxy, or at least in our solar system. Every moon around Saturn, every moon around Jupiter rotates. We can see it with our beautiful new James Webb telescope. So, did something crash? Here's another question, since we're talking about the moon. Why did we have the L-Cross mission, where we shot basically a nuke at the moon to see if it had water? Are you freaking kidding me? We shot a nuke at the moon to see if it had water? Come on. In what was it, 2010 or something like that? Maybe even more recent? We shot a nuke at the moon to see if there was water there? Come on, we didn't have to do that. We were shooting it there because we wanted to attack something or someone. And I always thought that was funny because we were talking about blowing up the moon. It's interesting because we have all these psychic spies, right, that could see what the moon is, that can see if there's a threat there. So they know ahead of time what they're firing at, if it's an alien, if it's friend or foe, or if it's something else. They don't need to use anything other than the scientific spies, the psi spies. Psionic spies, psychic spies. So, sorry, it took me like four times to get there. But we also didn't have to send a nuke there. Why didn't we just send a rover with claw capabilities and sensors to say, hey, oh yeah, there's water here. You're going to bomb it? And then from the bomb, you're going to know from the explosion that there was water there? Come on, NASA, you can do better than that. You can do better than that. You can make up a better lie. So that's why I love these movies, because they really just shine the light on what's really going on with NASA and the fact that it's not what you think it is, right? Never a straight answer is what you're going to get out of NASA.